This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, June 5th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Oregon specialty growers want farm bill changes. U.S. cotton exporters get big break in Bangladesh. Oregon specialty growers want farm bill changes. Oregon grows more than 225 different crops, and many representatives of the diverse agriculture state testified on farm bill priorities Friday in Albany, Oregon, in front of House Agriculture Committee members, including Chairman Glenn Thompson and Oregon Representatives Lori Chavez de Ramer and Andrea Salinas. California Representatives David Valadeo and Doug LaMalfa were also in attendance. Amanda Staley, president-elect of the Oregon Association of Nurseries and owner of Columbia Nursery, said in the past 18 months, the nursery industry faced unprecedented smoke damage from forest fires, devastating ice storms, and blistering summers. The current farm bill does not work well for specialty crop growers, such as nurseries, and disaster relief funds are substandard in reach and funding, Staley said. Oregon Farm Bureau President Angela Bailey, who owns a nursery specializing in Japanese maples, shared that specialty crop growers believe that risk management tools for non-traditional crops can be enhanced and updated. Bailey also said conservation programs should remain voluntary and change and climate change cannot be used to mandate conservation practices. U.S. cotton exporters get big break in Bangladesh. Bangladesh, a country that relies heavily on imported cotton to keep its status as the world's second largest garment exporter, has removed a significant barrier to U.S. cotton, that according to USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Bangladesh has agreed to lift its requirement that bale cotton from the U.S. be fumigated on arrival, opening up the opportunity for more trade, says APHIS. Removing the fumigation requirement is the result of decades of hard work by USDA and the U.S. cotton industry, the USDA agency said. This important U.S. export market was valued at more than $475 million last year and has the potential to increase with this removal of the fumigation trade barrier. U.S. cotton can now avoid fumigation if it arrives with a phytosanitary certificate and a declaration that it's free from boll weevil. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. China and Mexico drive corn trade in latest weekly data. Big purchases from Chinese and Mexican customers were the primary factors in U.S. corn exports the week of May 9 to 15. That according to the latest weekly trade data out of USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. The U.S. exported about 1.4 million metric tons of corn for the week, with 465,800 tons going to China and 280,900 tons going to Mexico, according to FAS. Japan, Saudi Arabia, and South Korea were also big destinations. Cover crop insurance bill seen as just the start. Representative Sean Casten, a Democrat of Illinois, says he sees the bill that would provide a $5 an acre insurance premium subsidy to farmers who plant cover crops as a standing point for future policies aimed at encouraging farmers to sequester carbon. Kasten, one of the co-sponsors of the Cover Act, told AgriPulse Friday that while the $5 an acre payment is currently a pretty small fraction of farmers' overall cost per acre, programs in Illinois and other Midwestern states demonstrate that it is a sufficient payment to push a lot of people over the edge. Kasten also said he knows it may not be the right program for people in drier climates or double cropping areas, but he says he's open to adjustments in the future. All of that suggests to me that over the long term, we should really adjust and tweak this program, Kasten said. Now take note. Kasten said he, Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, and Mike Bost of Illinois are aiming to include the Cover Act in the upcoming Farm Bill. Senator Sherrod Brown, the Ohio Democrat, has introduced a companion bill in the Senate. Water hemp resistant to dicamba confirmed in North Dakota. Dicamba resistant water hemp has been confirmed in North Dakota for the first time, that according to a North Dakota State University Extension weed specialist. For about 4 years, we've had concerns, but as of the 2022 field season, we have dicamba resistance we have to contend with, Joel Eichley told Ag Update's Farm and Ranch Guy. It's a weed that produces a lot of seed, and with the issues we're seeing with herbicide resistance, it's becoming more challenging and difficult in crops like soybeans, dry edible beans, and sugar beets to keep those fields free of water hemp throughout the growing season, Eichley said. Istanbul standstill at heart of Ukraine grain gridlock. Ukrainian grain exports remained at a standstill Friday, and the reason for the halt in trade lies with the Istanbul-based Joint Coordination Center, that according to the United Nations. The JCC is made up of Russian, Ukrainian, and Turkish, as well as UN officials, is responsible for inspecting ships entering and leaving the Black Sea. But they're not doing their jobs. The JCC, according to a UN spokesman Friday, was not able to conduct inspections yesterday or today. The parties could not reach consensus on the vessels to be inspected. At present, there are 29 vessels in the system, including 20 in the Ukrainian ports, 4 in transit, and 5 in the inspection areas. 33 vessels left Ukrainian ports with ag commodities in May, shipping just 1.3 million tons, that according to the UN. That's about half of what was shipped in April. All of the actions of the JCC are taken by consensus, the spokesman said. So if consensus cannot be reached for any reason, that holds up our activity. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, June 5th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.